heart that when I start ministering this morning, you will be up to par to catch it and be able to help other people who are not here. The first scripture is Jude, in the book of Jude, verse 20. Jude 20. That's the first prayer, first part I want you to pray this morning. Jude 20. But ye beloved, building yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. All right? Now, you're building and keeping there. Look at the 21st verse now. You're building and keeping. So write those two words down, building and keeping. While you're praying, you're building. You're building in the spirit and you're keeping yourself in love. The 21st verse is keep yourself in the love of God. That cannot be done naturally. It has to be done spiritually. And the area, apostolic area we're going in this morning, as pioneers, pace setters, and past finders, is where the Lord always wanted the church. And we were brought out by teaching a lot of lessons on faith, but faith by itself is not enough. You see it in there. Another scripture that you want to pray over this morning is Revelation 1 and 10. Revelation 1 and 10. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. And because I was in the spirit, I heard. And heard behind me a great voice. So if you're not in the spirit, it means that you're not going to hear the great voice. You might hear my voice. You might hear somebody else say amen. But you won't hear his voice when you're in a setting like we're in now. So you got to be in the spirit. So you're praying in the spirit, right? Yes, sir. Building yourself in your most holy faith. Okay. So it shouts in the spirit. And you look at the 12th verse of the Revelation. In the spirit caused you to see things in the other realm. He says, and I turned to see the voice. I didn't only hear the voice, I turned to see the voice. And this is where we need to be this morning. And we're not going to be able to get it all, but we're going to start praying in a few moments on those areas. And then in 1 Corinthians 14:2, there's a lot of mysteries in the spirit that cannot be unfolded naturally, traditionally, religiously, that you have to be in the spirit. You say, I pray in the spirit. It's 1 Corinthians 14:2, isn't it? And speak is mystery. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, that was another one I wanted to pray about this morning, too. I got to think about it. There was a revelation that was 1 John, I want to pray in that area. Just start praying now. Just get all over praying that the shifting in the spirit realm that God taking us in now, not only for us, it's thousands of people all over the world. It's an apostolic shifting, but it's going to make your life so, for lack of better words, sweeter. Yes, yeah. Your contact with God will be different. What? Yes. I got 53 years of experience. My contact with God is different this morning. Yes, sir. Your contact will be different. Yes, sir. I'm going to tell you this so you can go ahead and pray and you'll be able to pray better. Your contact with God is not trying to get God to do something. What? your faith and your prayer is commanding what has already been done. You're not trying to get him to do something. Now here's a statement that is shocking to the natural world. Your senses are going to rally when I say this. Your senses are going to shake you up when I say this. God have done all he's going to do for you. You want to write in your note, write down, it's a done deal. Now, what that going to do to your prayer? What that going to do to your meditation? You reading something that you're not trying to get done through prayer and through your soul righteous living. What? You ought to live right. Because once you find out what all God done for you, you want to live right. But your living right is not making it happen. Because it's already a done deal. See, you already healed. You already rich. You already know you're not going to die ahead of time. All that's already paid for. So when you're trying to, the church has been trying to get it, we've had so much teaching on faith until we think faith is doing it. You see? And so we believe in that if we don't have enough faith, I got to pray some more. I got to pray some more. I got to pray some more. You're not trying to convince God. What you're doing is you're trying to convince yourself. So once you know, once you recognize in your spirit that it's already done, now you're going to move in a different vein, a different. So apostolically, I will preach this morning, and I want you as a remnant here for prayer, get yourself ready so I have a conveyor belt. To carry it over, to convey to the rest of our the ones who do not come to prayer, where there's some just said they're not going to come.
Yes, sir.
But we can transfer it over to them. Amen. All right, so begin praying. Begin your prayer in Jude 20. That's where we want to begin. Building yourself upon your most holy faith. Move around, some come to the altar because we need a concentrated place here this morning. What you're doing, you're building yourself up, right? On what kind of faith? So it's not regular faith now. We're about to move from regular faith, most holy faith, right? All right. Keeping yourself where? What it says, the 21st verse. Keep where you gonna keep, where you keep yourself at?
In love
of God. All right. Shatalo ba 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 sata. Let's do that. Read it and pray it. Most holy faith is commanding faith. Most holy faith is demanding faith. You're commanding and demanding what is rightfully yours with your faith. You're not trying to get God to do it. He's already done it. Be sure to write the notes, whatever he says to you. Keep praying. But you, beloved, building yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Holy faith is not trying to get God to do something. Holy faith is commanding and demanding what God already has done to manifest. Rababa. Faith is taking what is rightfully yours. Taking it. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Building faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Put your faith in another position. You could say you're sanctifying your faith. Moving your faith to another level. Demanding faith. Write that down. Demanding faith in the spirit. Building. Go ahead and build. Let me talk to you. Building your faith to hear different. Now remember what you're praying about. Stay focused. Thank you, Lord. I want you to write this note down. You're going to pray this long. This opening my faith eyes. I'm going to show you a scripture that the Holy Spirit want to open your faith eyes this morning to see deeper in the dimension of the Spirit. Open your faith eyes. I never heard it before. I just heard the Holy Spirit say that. Opening your faith eyes to see deeper in the dimension of the Spirit. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 is opening your faith eyes to what is already yours. You're really not asking God to do something for you. What you're doing, you're praying and claiming what God has already done for you. Satan wants you to think that you got to try to get God to do it, but it's done. And look what this voice said. Just open your faith eye. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Already done. Thank you, sir. Now, I know I've been in the Christian walk for 53 years, And I mean, the Lord is shocking me now in his apostolic to show the body of Christ. Well, we don't have to be begging and praying all night and not getting nothing. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed. Past tense. Done deal. With all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. But see, we in there with him. We're seated in heavenly places with Christ. So now that's your faith eye opener. That you have already past tense been blessed with everything that the Bible promised.
Yes.
You pray different now.
Yes,
sir. See it?
Yes.
So you pray. That's why he called it most holy faith. I don't want to get to preaching here now, but just write it down. The measure of faith, mustard seed faith, mountain moving faith, and most holy faith. You got all of them. So you don't have to pray for faith no more. Praying for faith is a waste of your time, a waste of God's time. You already got it. You want me to say it again?
Yes, sir.
No. Mustard seed faith. Oh, I missed one. The measure of faith. Major faith, mustard seed faith. What other kind?
Mountain
moving faith. You want scripture with that? Mark 11, 22-24 for the mountain moving faith. The measure of faith, where's the measure of faith at? Huh? Romans 12, 3, right? Then when we said mustard seed, that's Luke 17, 6. Mustard seed faith. It's your faith is already. You have enough faith to do everything that needs to be done. All you're doing, you're training your faith, you see. When you're training in the Word, you're training your faith. But you got the amount of faith you need already. All right? Let's pray along that line that I got the faith. All I got to do is know how to use it. Now, your life being changed this morning, you just listen. Just listen. I pay attention. Pay attention. But I hear the Spirit of God say, you're getting rid of hustling faith. Write that down. I'm getting rid of hustling faith. My faith do not have to hustle anymore. I'm getting rid of hustling faith. Ooh, I love that, Lord. We've been having hustling faith for a long time.
Yes,
ooh, my God. My. Getting rid of hustling faith. Building myself on the most holy faith. I'm swapping hustling faith for holy faith. Write this down. I will never let my faith be answered by feeling another day. I will never let my faith be answered by feeling. Another day. That's where the enemy gets you. That's where the world system gets you. Is you pray it and then you go by feeling. No, you have to know it's a fact.
Yes, sir.
That it's done because I asked for it.
Yes, Father.
Because I said it. You see it?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and pray. Oh, so good. Glory to God. Shalala basata la koshita. Rupa basata. It's already mine. Shatala la koshita. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Now, write this note, almost a lesson here in prayer meeting. Train your faith that Jesus did not die in vain. Turn to Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. We're going to pray that. Train your faith that Jesus didn't die in vain. And make a note of this. My days of frustrating faith and frustrating grace is over. My days of frustrating my faith and frustrating the grace of God is over. As if God can't do it. He already have done it. You believe you got eternal life? Why you can't believe you're healed? Why you can't believe you're rich? Notice that in Galatians 2:20, we're going to pray this. But you got to have this type of life to live this type of faith that we're going into. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. Now, how are you going to live in me? The life which I now live in the flesh. The life that which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. That means you have the same faith that Jesus had. Right? Who loved me and gave himself for me. Now, notice that 21st verse now. And to a large degree because of a lack of knowledge, because of a lack of going to Ephesians 4, where those fivefold gifts are supposed to be teaching the church how to operate supernaturally, and what has not been done as it should be done. Here, because I'm called to be an apostle, we're shifting into that vein of the Spirit. But you're going to have to change when you listen this morning. I'm going to say some things you're going to have to change. You've got to be ready to change. You can't hold on to that old bottle you've been sucking. All right, it's a change that's going to make you more strong in the spirit realm. All right? Because if you don't listen and pay attention, you're going to frustrate faith and you're going to frustrate grace. If that's you shut out. You can say all you want. You can pray as long as you want. You can read all the Bible you want. If you frustrate grace and frustrate faith, you're out. I mean, you're saying words, but you're not getting in. Your life, just in this prayer meeting, your life has changed tremendously. Just whether you know it or not, if you heard, whether you know it or not, I don't care how long you've been. I got 53 years. I don't care how long you've been in church. Your life has been changed this morning to a dimension, to a realm that a lot of biblical characters walked in. The church has not walked in it. But you're going to begin to walk into them, because next time you pray, you're going to pray in real faith. You're going to pray knowing that what I'm praying about is already mine. So you're not asked so much just asking for it, but you're making a demand that it manifests. You're taking it.
You got taken faith.
Yes, sir.
I can't say it no clearer. Taking what is rightfully yours.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Your faith is operating in an inheritance that is already yours.
Yes, sir.
You see that?
Yes, sir.
So when I'm praying, this is my inheritance.
Yes, yes.
So you're not trying to get it to come into existence, because at the cross, everything was settled. If that is true, and it is true, everything you're dealing with this morning is settled.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
I told you, you can't go by feeling.
No.
Feeling gonna tell you it's not settled.
Right.
Faith will finally change feeling.
Yes.
But feeling can't change faith. Look at verse 21, then we'll pray. Read it. Now, here's a sad thing. I saw it just now. Our faith has been in the law.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, y'all don't want to eat mammy.
Yeah.
But the Lord, I'm talking about me too. To a certain degree, our faith has been in the law. We're trying to deal with a law. Our faith working in a law instead of working in grace.
Yeah.
Now just think about it now. What the change going to make now? Your faith no longer, you're not working in no law.
No,
because there ain't no law against what you're saying. When you praying the Bible, you praying in grace.
Yes.
You're not trying to get somebody to agree with you.
No.
Right.
You're not trying to get somebody to give you something. You're taking what's already yours.
Yes.
You're praying in grace.
Yes.
It's mine already.
Yes.
I'm speaking so it can manifest.
Yes.
See? It's already mine. Talk to me. But I'm manifesting it. So my faith, you remember the word for the new year? My faith is a manifested. Write that down. My faith is a manifested. My faith is a manifesting anointing. You see it?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
So after you pray, your wandering days are over.
Yes, sir.
Once you, everything you're dealing with in here right now, we're going to finish praying. Everything you're dealing with in your online, everything you're dealing with right now is settled. Don't go by your feeling. Don't go by facts. Don't go by fear. Operate by faith. So this morning, a shifting will take place in the whole world. Those who pay attention, those who catch a hold to it, will start walking in an apostolic anointing,
yes, sir,
of what is right here. You got to remember that voice. Remember that voice. Go read that voice in Ephesians 4:16, I think it is. Read that voice.
Yes.
That's where I'm trying to get you. I think it's Ephesians 4:16. That's the right voice? Yeah, that's the voice. That's the voice I'm trying to get you to. From whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted
by that which every joint supply, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making the increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. In other words, you move beyond needing the bishop to pray for you. Y'all don't want to hear me. Pray for yourself. You connected. Say, I'm connected. I have a divine right. See. Are you understanding that?
Yes.
If you got any notes, we said some very transitional things this morning in the spirit. Things I didn't come out your wit. The Lord just told me when I stayed up here. He told me what to do, call the prayer, do the prayer this morning, get y'all ready. But when I got up here, the whole thing wasn't pre. He just told me what to say. See me? You see me? See me?
Yes, sir.
I'm here now. Stop looking for your answer.
That's right.
You already got it.
Yes.
Stop. I don't care what it is. Well, how can you say that? I don't care what it is, how long you've been dealing with it, how difficult it is. He said, tell you, stop looking for your answer. You already got it.
Yes, sir.
I'm your answer. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. If you're in fear, it's your mind lying to you. Your mind is lying to you. Your mind not saved. So you got to go back and tell your mind you're lying. Shut up. How many of y'all mind ever lied to you? Somebody said lying right now. I know. Hallelujah. Come on, let's pray a little more in tongue for a close. Yeah, that little boy shot out of Oshaya. Let's lift some hands and give him praise and thank him for what we are receiving, where we're going this morning. That everybody who come going to receive all online, all over the world. Shifting in our faith life. All, write this down. Your faith has been drifting. From now on, your faith going to be lifting. Instead of drifting faith, you're going to operate in lifting faith. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. From drifting faith to lifting faith. Because your faith is drifting if you're trying to get God to do something. That's drifting faith. It don't know no better. But lifting faith is stepping up on the platform, knowing that it's mine now in Jesus' name. So everybody prayer been answered.
Yeah.
Goodbye, sorrow. Goodbye, feeling sorry for myself. I'm in a new realm. I feel that, boy. Hallelujah. I feel that. I'm so happy. I feel that. Oh, glory to God. Get all this load off of me. Lord have mercy. I don't have to carry none of that no more. Hallelujah. I ain't going by no feeling. You ready?
Yes.
Y'all gonna be with me when I'm preaching, right?
Yes.
Don't sit there and act like you ain't got nothing. Cause you're gonna be ahead of the pack. You're ahead of the pack right now. I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Oh my goodness, I feel the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah. You imagine the hurt and the pain and the loneliness that have been taken care of this morning? You imagine that we can go straight in the presence of God knowing that the answer is yes? All waiting to see if I'm going to answer is over. Because I already have answered.